This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
My dear friends, today I want to speak to you about the incredible promise that God has for each and every one of us. Your breakthrough is near. It's not a mere wishful thinking. It's a promise from the one who holds the universe in his hands, the one who knows you intimately, and the one who never fails. In the midst of life's struggles and trials, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. And you might even feel like things never get better, and you're always dealing with problems, like you're trapped in a maze with no way out. But let me remind you today that God is bigger than your circumstances. He's greater than your problems, and he's more powerful than any obstacle standing in your way. I know it may seem like you've been praying and waiting for your breakthrough for so long. You may have even started to doubt whether it will ever come. But let me encourage you with this. God's timing is perfect. He knows exactly what you need, and he knows exactly when you need it. So don't lose hope. Don't give up. Your breakthrough is closer than you think. You see, God is not just sitting idly by, watching from a distance. No. He's actively working behind the scenes to bring about his perfect plan. Even when you can't see it, even when you can't feel it, he is at work, and just when you least expect it, he will come through for you in ways you never imagined. So how do we position ourselves to receive this breakthrough? It starts with faith. Faith that God is who he says he is. Faith that he will do what he says he will do. Faith that even when all hope seems lost, he is still in control. And when we have that kind of faith, mountains will move, chains will break, and breakthroughs will happen. But faith without action is dead, so we must also be willing to step out in obedience, even when it's scary, even when it's uncomfortable. We must be willing to trust God and follow where he leads, knowing that he will never let us down. My friends, I want to encourage you today to hold on just a little while longer. Your breakthrough is on the horizon. It may be just around the corner. So don't give up. Keep pressing forward. Keep believing. Keep trusting. And before you know it, you will be standing on the other side of your breakthrough, looking back in awe at what God has done. Remember, the God we serve is a God of miracles. He's a God of second chances. He's a God of redemption and restoration. And he's a God who loves you more than you could ever imagine. So let that truth sink deep into your heart today, and let it fill you with hope and expectancy for the breakthrough that is coming your way. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's delve deeper into why we can have such unshakable confidence in the promise of our breakthrough. It's rooted in the very character of God himself. Firstly, God is faithful. Throughout history, from the beginning of time until this very moment, God has proven himself faithful time and time again. He never breaks his promises. He never fails to come through for his children. So when he says your breakthrough is near, you can trust him with every fiber of your being. Secondly, God is sovereign. He is the ruler of the universe, and nothing is beyond his control. Your circumstances may seem insurmountable to you, but to God they are just another opportunity to display his power and glory. So rest assured, nothing can stand in the way of the breakthrough that God has ordained for you. Thirdly, God is love. He loves you with an unfathomable, unconditional love that surpasses all understanding. And because he loves you, he longs to see you thrive and flourish in every area of your life. Your breakthrough is not just about overcoming obstacles. It's about experiencing the fullness of God's love and provision in your life. Now, I know that some of you may be thinking, but what if my breakthrough doesn't come? What if I've been waiting for...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For so long, and nothing seems to change. My friends, I understand your doubts and fears, but let me remind you of a few things. Firstly, God's timing is not our timing. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So even if it seems like your breakthrough is taking longer than expected, trust that God is working all things together for your good. Secondly, sometimes our breakthrough looks different than we imagined. We may be so focused on one particular outcome that we fail to see the blessings God has in store for us. So keep an open mind and an open heart, and be willing to accept God's best for your life, even if it doesn't look exactly like you thought it would. And finally, never underestimate the power of perseverance. The Bible tells us to not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting in God's faithfulness. Your breakthrough may be just around the corner. Now, my beloved congregation, let's take a moment to reflect on the journey we've been on. It's a journey marked by faith, perseverance, and unwavering trust in the promises of God. And in the midst of this journey, there may have been moments of doubt, moments of fear, and moments of uncertainty. But through it all, God has been faithful. Think back to the times when you felt like giving up, when the weight of your burdens felt too heavy to bear. Yet, in those moments, God sustained you. He lifted you up on wings like eagles. He carried you through the storm, and He reminded you that He is always with you, every step of the way. Now, as we stand on the brink of our breakthrough, let us not forget the lessons we've learned along the way. Let us remember the faithfulness of God. The sovereignty of God and the love of God that have carried us through the darkest of nights and the fiercest of battles. But let us also remember that our breakthrough is not just for our own benefit. It's not just about us receiving blessings and favor from God. No, it's about God's kingdom advancing in our lives and in the world around us. It's about His glory being revealed through our lives as we testify to His goodness and grace. So as we eagerly await our breakthrough, let us continue to seek God with all our hearts, minds, and souls. Let us continue to worship Him in spirit and in truth, knowing that He is worthy of all our praise. And let us continue to serve others with humility and compassion, shining the light of Christ in a world that so desperately needs it. My beloved friends, it's important to recognize that the path to breakthrough is often paved with challenges and obstacles. It's not always easy, and there may be moments when we're tempted to lose heart or to give up altogether. But let me remind you, my dear friends, that the God we serve is a God of miracles. He specializes in turning our trials into triumphs, our setbacks into comebacks, and our mourning into dancing. So, whatever you may be facing today, whether it's a financial crisis, a broken relationship, a health issue, or a dream that seems out of reach, I want to encourage you to hold on to hope. Don't let go of the promises of God, for they are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And remember, the same God who brought Israel out of Egypt, who parted the Red Sea, and who raised Jesus from the dead is the same God who is at work in your life today. But breakthrough requires more than just passive waiting. It requires active participation on our part. It requires us to align our hearts and our actions with the will of God, to seek His kingdom above all else, and to trust Him to lead us into the fullness of His plan and purpose for our lives. It may require us to step out of our comfort zones, to take risks, and to trust God, even when it doesn't make sense. But let me assure you, my friends, that the rewards of obedience far outweigh the costs. When we surrender our will to God's will, when we trust Him with our whole hearts, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And that power, my friends, is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The power of the Holy Spirit, living and working within us. So, let us not be afraid to dream big dreams, to pray bold prayers, and to believe for the impossible. For our God is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine. And as we walk in obedience and faith, as we persevere through trials and tribulations, we will surely see the breakthrough that God has promised. My friends, let's explore further the ways in which we can actively engage in the waiting period for our breakthrough and how we can maintain a sense of purpose and hope during this time. So, in the midst of waiting, it's natural to feel restless, anxious, or even discouraged. However, we must remember that waiting does not equate to passivity. Instead, it presents us with an opportunity to actively engage with God and His purposes for our lives. One way we can actively engage in the waiting period is by seeking God's guidance and direction for our next steps, rather than simply biding our time until the breakthrough arrives. We can use this season to discern God's will for our lives and to align our desires with His. This may involve spending time in prayer, seeking wise counsel from trusted mentors, and carefully listening for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, we can use the waiting period as a time of spiritual renewal and growth. This might involve deepening our study of Scripture, engaging in meaningful times of worship and reflection, and actively cultivating a closer relationship with God. As we draw near to Him in intimacy and surrender, we position ourselves to receive His blessings and breakthroughs in abundance. Moreover, we can actively serve others and be a source of encouragement and support to those around us by shifting our focus away from our own waiting and onto the needs of others. We not only bless them, but also experience a sense of fulfillment and purpose. As we sow seeds of kindness, compassion, and love, we open ourselves up to experiencing the joy of God's kingdom breaking through in our midst. Additionally, we can cultivate an attitude of gratitude and praise, even in the midst of uncertainty and waiting, by intentionally focusing on the blessings and provisions that God has already bestowed upon us. We cultivate a spirit of thankfulness and trust. This attitude of gratitude not only brings glory to God, but also helps to sustain us during times of waiting, reminding us of His faithfulness and goodness. My dear friends, it's essential to remember that God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own. The waiting can be challenging, often testing our patience and faith. Yet, it's during this waiting period that our character is refined, our trust in God is strengthened, and our dependence on Him deepens. So, how do we maintain our faith and hope during the waiting? Firstly, by anchoring ourselves in the promises of God's Word. Scripture is filled with assurances of God's faithfulness, His provision, and His love for us. As we immerse ourselves in His Word, we are reminded of His faithfulness throughout history and are encouraged to trust Him with our present circumstances. Secondly, by nurturing a vibrant prayer life, prayer is our direct line of communication with God, where we can pour out our hearts, express our hopes and fears, and seek His guidance and strength. In times of waiting, we can find solace in knowing that God hears our prayers and is at work behind the scenes, orchestrating events according to His divine plan. Thirdly, by surrounding ourselves with a supportive community of believers, we are not meant to walk this journey alone. Having fellow believers to encourage, uplift, and pray for us can provide invaluable support during times of waiting. Together, we can spur one another on in faith and remind each other of God's faithfulness. Additionally, we can use the waiting period as an opportunity for growth and preparation. Instead of becoming discouraged or impatient, we can choose to focus on developing our character, honing our skills, and deepening our relationship with God. In doing so, we position ourselves to receive our breakthrough with open hearts and minds, ready to step into the new season that God has prepared for us. Ultimately, my dear brothers and sisters, let us hold fast to the assurance that our breakthrough is indeed near. Let us persevere in faith and hope, trusting that God is at work in ways we cannot see or comprehend. And let us continue to wait expectantly, knowing that the God who promised is faithful to fulfill His word in His perfect timing. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today with a humble heart, asking for your divine intervention. I pray for a miracle in my life, that you may bless me with financial abundance, good health and healing. Lord, you know the struggles that I am facing, and you understand the pain that I am going through. I ask that you pour out your grace and mercy upon me and open up doors of opportunity that I never thought possible. I pray that you remove any obstacles that may hinder my financial breakthrough, and that you bless me with wisdom and guidance to make the right decisions for my finances. Lord, I also pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. I know that you are the great physician, and that you have the power to heal all diseases and illnesses. I ask that you touch my body with your healing hand and that you renew my strength and energy. I trust in your unfailing love and your infinite wisdom, and I believe that you will work a miracle in my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer and for answering it according to your will. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.